This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the dramatic increase in trauma cases reported by many Georgia hospitals. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, some of Georgia's hospitals are reporting increases in trauma cases since the start of the pandemic. Just how much of an increase are we talking about?
In some cases, it's 25% at Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta and at Piedmont Columbus Hospital. They're seeing that big of an increase. And at Phoebe Putney in Albany, they are also seeing a big increase starting in May.
And when we say trauma cases, what exactly does that mean?
Well, there's two different kinds. There's blunt trauma, which are falls and car accidents. And then there's penetrating trauma, which is basically gunshot wounds and stabbings. And hospitals are reporting increases in both areas.
And is this a trend that's happening nationwide, or is it something that's unique to Georgia?
Nationally, we don't have a firm grasp or an updated number, but in Georgia, certainly, calling around to hospitals, I've found a significant increase at many of these larger medical centers.
So do doctors have an idea what could be going on to cause the spikes we're seeing?
Well, there are several things going on. Alcohol use is up during the pandemic, and also drug use is up, both anecdotally and in studies, especially one by the CDC. So those are factors that go into trauma cases. Another thing is more people are riding bikes, both kids and adults. And so adults and kids have gotten in more accidents as a result. In certain cases, the injuries have been major and classified as trauma cases. We also see more falls, and we know that there are more people at home now, and they're doing more home improvement projects on their own. And so you see more falls from ladders and other mishaps like that.
So what then is the caution from healthcare professionals on how to avoid injury?
Well, one thing is there are many more people riding bikes. They need to be using a helmet. And there are many more children involved in ATV or all-terrain vehicle accidents. And again, safety is very important in those situations, as well as when you're doing a home fix-it problem, is to be cautious going up a ladder. On the mental health side, people really need to be reaching out to loved ones, whether friends, family, neighbors, and checking in on them. Because there's a lot of anxiety and isolation due to COVID-19. And if people themselves feel that anxiety building up in themselves, there are hotlines and consumer help organizations that someone should reach out to as their anxiety feels, if it feels it's rising and it's sort of out of control, that's the time to reach out if that's happening to you.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBNews.org.